If you've been following along with the vlogs, you know that I just got back from my first social media marketing conference of the year, and it was really cool not only to present, I talked about video strategy, of course, what else, but also to hear from the other attendees, the other speakers, everyone at the conference about what they're seeing with their clients and in their businesses. And so I thought I would bring it back to you all and share the top three trends that I heard marketers talking about at Social Media Marketing World this year. The first one should come as a surprise to no one. It's AI. AI was everywhere at this conference. We were even talking about it in my session, which we all know I'm not necessarily the biggest fan or the biggest, hype person about AI, but listen, it's here. And I don't know who to credit for this quote, but I heard multiple people at the conference say this over and over to me, that marketers aren't going to be replaced by AI, but marketers are going to be replaced by other marketers who are using AI. And I really don't like that type of scarcity mindset, that like fear-mongering. I talked about it at length in my AI podcast, which I will link if you want to check that out for a little bit more of a spicy take. I don't really like that way of thought, but I do think that as marketers, we have to, you know, stay abreast of new technologies. We have to be in the know of what's going on. And yeah, we should try to make our jobs easier if we can in an ethical, smart way. It's really hard to say how much of our jobs are going to be replaced or assisted by AI at this point. I think that a lot of the technologies we're seeing are still really, really early, especially when it comes to anything related to video and audio. I had a few people actually attend my session and ask me questions afterwards. They said that they were developing some video editing AI software, and so they wanted my feedback on it. And I just find, especially for the video stuff, it's just not quite there yet, at least not most of them are. But you know, technology moves fast, so we've got to just stay tuned and be open-minded about things. I'm certainly pushing myself to be a little bit more open-minded. So I thought that I would share with you a few of the AI tools that I am really enjoying and that I've added to my kind of marketing workflow already. So one of the video AI tools that I actually think is doing a pretty good job, this is new to me, I haven't used it for months and months and months, but it is a tool called Munch. One of my clients, actually, they mentioned that they used it, and I was like, let me just check this out and see what it's all about. So you upload your long form video. Actually, you don't even have to upload it. I think you just add your YouTube link to your long form video. And then it takes a little bit of time and it pulls the suggested clips for you. So I already have a process where I go through and use Descript and, you know, analyze the text and think about what I want to say on TikTok and on Instagram. But Munch actually does that part for you. And it, I guess, listens to your words, you know, reads your transcript and compares that with what's trending on these different platforms and pulls out clips that it thinks are going to be the best ones for you to use. It's actually pretty interesting. Like I said, I am just in the testing phase of it, but I do think it's pretty freaking cool, I'm going to be honest. And I tested my last podcast, I believe. It was funny because one of the clips that it recommended I pull is actually the clip that I did pull for my Instagram, and that Instagram reel did do pretty well for me. So I don't think that's necessarily taking anyone's job. It's just simplifying what I already do. Normally I have to scan through the clip, find the best one to pull, but it's kind of skipping that step for me. And I think that can be great. You know, I think embrace that type of AI for sure. My favorite AI tool that I've been using forever is Grammarly. I think that writing, no matter what you do, if you're tuning in to this show, you're probably a marketer or an entrepreneur. Being a good writer is so, so important, especially for my social media managers out there. You know, if you make one spelling error or one grammar mistake on Twitter or LinkedIn, you will never live that down. You will. Calm down. Don't be scared. You'll be okay. We've all done it. But obviously, we don't want to make those mistakes for our clients or for our own businesses. We want to put our best foot forward. So Grammarly is everything to me. I'm sure you all have heard of it, but you just go in there, you type in your text, and it'll give you some suggestions for grammar spelling. There's a browser extension. It's really, really cool. And then lastly, let's talk about ChatGPT once again. I talked about it already in a different podcast, but you know, I've continued to play around and kind of see where it could really fit in to my workflow, if at all. And for now, I think the best thing it can do is just create outlines, create frameworks, create starting points. I am still not at the point where I think most people should just be trusting ChatGPT to like write blogs and write emails and do all the heavy lifting for them. But yeah, if you have a topic that you would like to explore and you need, you know, you just need that spark for your brain, sure. I think leveraging AI for something like that could be helpful. So I definitely think there are lots of things that you can do with AI. And that was all the rage this past week at Social Media Marketing World for sure. The next one was really, it really took me by surprise. It was Facebook. Facebook, I know, right? Like, do people still use Facebook? Yes, a lot of people still use Facebook. In fact, pulled a stat from HubSpot. It says that data shows that Facebook usage significantly increased in 2022. And as of January 2023, there are almost 3 billion people on the platform, 2.96 billion people on the platform. So that's nothing to like hand wave away, right? I think it's so easy to just be swept away by these shiny objects, as we call them in marketing, right? Like TikTok is everything, short form video is everything. These new platforms are everything, but that's a lot of people. And chances are somebody in your target demographic, your target audience is on Facebook. I actually have found myself using Facebook more lately. For the longest time, I had the app deleted from my phone, but because I actually stopped really using Twitter, I started using Facebook when I was really bored. And I still don't really post on there much, but it's just nice to like sometimes see a familiar face if you're, I don't know, standing in line at the grocery store or something. And one thing that I noticed is that reels are very much a thing on Facebook. And funny enough, I find myself watching a lot of Facebook reels, like more Facebook reels than I watch Instagram reels. So I don't know what that's all about, but something that you can do as a creator, as a marketer, as an entrepreneur is just start publishing your Instagram reels to Facebook. There is an easy way to just auto do that. You don't even need to think about it. And again, you're just getting that extended reach without doing any additional work. So it's kind of just like, why not, right? Another tactic I heard about a couple of times throughout the conference, one person in particular I remember talking about, it was Marley Jax. She's another YouTuber here. She was talking about using live shows on Facebook. So again, Facebook is this huge video platform with Facebook Watch, with live videos in Facebook groups. And I think she was kind of talking about just, you know, doing different interactive, almost like a webinar or like a coaching session, but through a live video in a Facebook group, I think was the general idea behind it. Again, there's a lot of people on Facebook. Why not? It's an easy way to have an interactive kind of conversation piece. And that's a great way to really elevate a lead magnet. If you're using a Facebook group as a free entry point to your sales funnel, that's a great way to get people involved and to get people to kind of learn about your value and start to trust you and like you without really having to press any additional buttons and do a webinar jam and Zoom and all that stuff. So something to definitely think about. The last thing, a couple of people also mentioned this, is the personal profile on Facebook, which I feel a little conflicted about, I'm going to be honest, because, you know, I've personally had Facebook since I was in high school, late high school, and I have always used it just as a very personal platform. I don't add people that I don't know in my real life, like I've actually talked to on a personal level. And so I feel a little weird about opening that up and using it as a marketing tool. It feels a little like, you know, MLM-ish, if you know what I mean. But many people were talking about it. It's just something to think about. They were saying that you're getting extended reach, you know, more reach on a personal profile than a business page or anything like that, which I certainly agree with. I know that is true. I am probably drawing that boundary for myself. Don't worry, friends and family. I will not try to sell you my marketing services on Facebook. But I do think there's something to be said for if you're just starting your business, definitely let people know. Whenever I do post, hey, I spoke at this event, or I just launched my website, or I did this cool thing, my family and friends are always super supportive. They often share stuff, and you never know who is on the other side of that share. So, you know, I'm not saying spam people, but don't be afraid to talk about it every now and again on your personal Facebook. Lastly, my favorite trend, which I think has been a huge social media marketing trend for the past many years. It's video, of course. It's changed over the years. I mean, where do we even start with video? I think my thing, and I spoke about this, this is my topic. I talked about repurposing video content and really doing more with less time. I'll have that session available for you all in a couple of months. I got to wait a little while before I can actually post it, but I will definitely have it for you if you want to see the whole thing, but I'll give you the 5-minute version of it. In my opinion, I think the best investment you can make in your personal brand right now is by creating a long form video series, because you're going to get the best bang for your buck. Obviously, I am not diminishing the value of short form. We all know that that is super powerful. Do it if you have time. Here's the thing though, by starting a long form content series, you can always repurpose down. It's a lot harder to repurpose up. It's a lot harder to make a long form podcast or YouTube video out of 15 second TikToks. Whereas, you know, I can make 20 TikToks out of this one episode that I'm recording right now. It's going out on audio platforms. It's going out on YouTube. I'm going to post clips on Instagram. I'm going to post clips on TikTok and so on and so forth. So that is really my thing that I'm trying to drive home to business owners, is that we have to be smart about how we're creating, because it is a very overwhelming video space out there. There are just so many possibilities, and I do this for a living and I'm overwhelmed by it. So that's saying something. I know that all the people who are balancing 20 million clients and a full-time job and kids and family are also overwhelmed. So long to short is, I think, the least overwhelming way to do it. We're also seeing some interesting things. YouTube has been talking about kind of investing in the podcast space for a while. I talked about this probably a year ago. I first sort of caught wind of this, but I noticed the other day when I was uploading my podcast that it gave me a specific designation for my playlist, the Freelance Friday podcast playlist, and it said podcast on it. And also when I go to my player, my watch page and watch one of my podcasts, there's a little tab that I can click on that says podcast, and it brings me to youtube.com/podcast. So these are just little indicators that YouTube is wanting us to create podcasts. They are giving us, I don't want to say it's special treatment, because I haven't necessarily seen an increase in views or anything like that, but they know we're here. And I think that's a good thing. You know, who knows what that's going to mean down the road, but we are definitely seeing, you know, some attention paid to it. And I can tell you, as a creator on YouTube, YouTube is the platform that has treated me the best as a creator. I actually just saw that Meta, or Facebook, is ending the Instagram Reels play bonuses, which was an interesting thing. You know, I would make a couple $100 a month from those. Definitely not anything that I was counting on or that was going to make me rich or anything, but it was a little incentive for creators to post Reels. They ended that. They also said, hey, maybe we did a little too much with video. We want you to keep posting photos too. So my thing is, don't put your whole strategy into short form. If you can help it, I think investing in a long form series and then cutting things down is a great way to do a lot more with less. But what do you think? Let me know what you think some of the biggest trends are that you are seeing with your clients or in your business. Are any of these trends exciting for you? Are these trends that you want to tap into? Please let me know. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't yet. You can also subscribe to the audio platforms or leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I thank you so much for being here and spending time with me. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you next week, same time, same place. Bye.